Hi there, it's Douglas here for the second episode of The Reason Why. By now you probably understand a little better why I created this podcast. If you're not really sure, just go ahead and check the trailer. It's the first episode per se where I explain the reason why I started this show, okay? And yes, it's all about interviewing people, bringing guests on the show to talk about their reasons for doing what they do. But also, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about curiosities and human behavior. And today, I'm bringing to you guys something really interesting in terms of telling the truth or actually telling lies. Some people defend that they omit the truth. Is there such a thing? The reason for that is I'd much rather bring constant content for you guys. I mean, make content available on a regular basis so I don't depend or I don't rely on interviews to publish content for you guys. I hope you enjoy this format. So sometimes it's gonna be facts on human behavior and life facts. Some other times it's gonna be interviews with interesting people with interesting stories. When it comes to lying, let's face it, we live in a world where lying has become a fairly common occurrence. As a matter of fact, there are now organizations specializing in fact-checking political statements and business releases to uncover the fabrications often presented. For many lies, the reasons are complicated. Sometimes it's to protect the liar from being punished, or to protect someone else from punishment. The lie might be to avoid being embarrassed, to hide an awkward situation, or to simply have others think better of the person telling the lie. Such lying isn't admirable, but it's not really hard to understand why it occurs. Researchers say there are various reasons why people lie compulsively. One is that the lie being told may not seem a lie to the person telling it. Repetitive liars can sometimes feel so much pressure that their memory is unreliable. They try to relieve that pressure by saying something that will make that situation work. For that person, what was just said is what they want to believe. People who lie repeatedly often have a desire to be in control. When the truth of a situation doesn't agree with such control, they actually produce a lie that conforms to the narrative they desire. These people may also worry they won't be respected if the truth can leave them looking poorly. Instead, they offer a lie that casts them in a good light, but they are unable to see that in most cases, what they offered has no basis in reality. It would be really nice if we could believe everything we're told, whether from the child with the broken vase or that politician during elections. But I'm afraid that's not gonna happen. And it's really important for all of us to sometimes dig just a little deeper and try to find the actual truth. Well, I was actually thinking about this topic and asking myself, do I lie? Or do I lie all the time? Or how often do I lie? And yes, of course, I'm only human, so I do lie. It's not very frequent, it's not a common thing. I actually don't enjoy lying. And I was thinking actually that usually I lie in situations where I'm trying to either protect myself or protect someone else. I'm trying to avoid being embarrassed or embarrass other people, but that's not something to be proud of, of course. So I try my best not to be lying. And there's also that theory where people say they're omitting the truth. So is there such a thing? What's the difference between omitting and not telling the truth? Maybe omitting is more like the action of not saying the information or not really expressing our ideas or just hiding things, which is not really good in itself, but it's a little different from lying, isn't it? What about you? I'm curious to hear about your ideas,
your attitudes, your thoughts on lying or omitting, or the reasons why you lie or sometimes hide the truth. So go ahead and write us an email. reasonwhypodcast@gmail.com. reasonwhypodcast@gmail.com. I'll be glad to hear from you, actually read from you. I'll read your message, and who knows, maybe I'll share some of the ideas, but don't worry, I'm not gonna mention names, all right? That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this show, this episode, and stay tuned for more to come. Bye for now.